Let's talk about, as we move towards the end, you'll be pleased to around the people's appetite for rebuilding, redesigning sites in light of the current economic climate, and whether they see the importance of online comms going up or down, or how they react, what sort of changes you're seeing in companies' behaviours as a result of that.
There's no doubt about it that rebuilds are being delayed. They are. This economic climate, if you like, has made companies that didn't have a rigorous approach to the strategy that launched their site originally. So if you didn't have a very good architecture and you hadn't thought through perhaps how the site might evolve or grow, then some people have been forced to rebuild because those issues weren't addressed right at the beginning. Companies that are slowing down that development phase or redevelopment phase can't do it for very long. You're still looking at the average age of a corporate site probably is 3 to 4 years. If you can get it to last for 4 years, you really did do a very, very good job right at the beginning. That's a hard ask. So many things happen to companies. You know, they have new products, new management, new companies get acquired, divested, all those kinds of things. So there's a lot of movement. So to make the thing hang in there and stand up is pretty tough. And corporates now are pretty aware, I think, of, you know, the importance of creating a site that can grow and can evolve and can last for 3 or 4 years without, as you put it so eloquently before, without degrading. And that's pretty tricky, but it can be done.
Do you think that changes the way that companies work with their agencies at all, in that if those agencies that are sort of build once and then leave the client alone until the next rebuild comes along, versus those that work closely with them and look to develop an ongoing strategy about telling the story, are two very different approaches. And I think the way that companies need to work with their agencies and absorb all the new change that's going on needs to be much more proactive. When I would imagine you go, yep, I agree with that. But are there any sort of aspects of that about how you work with the clients or the demands they're making on you, how those demands are changing? Or
We bring a lot of research to our clients, at least annually, where we do, a review of their web analytics, their social media. We do content design, brand audits. We bring all this stuff together, compare it with their peers, look at best practice, and from that you annually come up with a roadmap for the next 12 months. Sometimes it's for the next 12 months, 24, 48, whatever it turns out to be. For us, anyway, we only work to the future. Having a long-term strategic view for these corporate sites is absolutely required. How should agencies and companies work together? I only know our model, so I can't really comment. And remember, there are some very good in-house corporates, in-house teams, and they know their stuff. There's a lot of good ones. The world isn't just about agencies, and you know, there's a spectrum of the way in which people deal with these things, and some of them are really good at it. So they're the ones we watch.
Well, I think that just about wraps it up. So, Mark, Frank, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And can I leave one plug with you?
You can.
Which is, we've got a blogging directory, and we've got an online annual reports directory, CR directory, and of course we've got a blogging platform there. We'd like people to engage in these resources, and we'd like to hold, engage in conversations with people who are interested in these areas of online corporate communications. That's our game. We want to share our knowledge and learn from other people. So bring on, come knock on our door
virtually and quickly. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.